What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to human-caused global warming, article in the Daily Mail over in Great Britain, again, sensationalistic, bombastic indeed, headline, prepare for more extreme weather. There will be significantly more droughts, floods, and storms if countries fail to meet the targets set by the Paris Agreement by just 1 degree centigrade. Now, I'd like to point something out here. The official weather forecast for today was for thunderstorms. There's a couple of clouds in the sky. Other than that, it's totally clear. And these are the same people who can't accurately predict what the weather's going to be 24 hours in advance, absolutely insisting that they have got 100% confidence in their calculations about the warming environment. And very clearly, all of these made-up calculations and rigged computer code fail to take into account the fact that the sun's output is varying and is cooling. One of the problems I've had with those computer models for the climate that I've seen is they're all limited context. They're all starting with a select piece of data and looking for a specific effect. Well, that's no way to be trying to predict what's going on with the climate. You have to deal with it as a whole, as an entire global system, and you have to factor everything in. Carbon dioxide? Yes. Animal flatulence? Yes. The amount of green cover on the ground has to be factored in. The amount of clouds in the sky have to be factored on in. And that changes over time. Again, linked to solar activity. But these people were not being paid to actually come up with any real science. They were being paid to act as modern-day priests. To convince you, just believe as you're being told because it's a scientist. In the old days, it was the church. You know, believe what we tell you because there's the priest. He wouldn't lie to you. He's a priest. So they're still out there doing what they do. And it is anybody who says there's no such things as wide-ranging conspiracies against the public, we've got one right here. You should study it. You should learn from it. Apparently, Michael Mann of Penn State, who was actually at one point under investigation for misappropriation of research funds, was given this really prestigious award over the weekend for his work on global warming. Let's get some late breaking news on, well, this is economic here. Apparently, the Bay Area is starting to see a population exodus. In fact, so many people are leaving the Bay Area. U-Haul has started running out of their one-way rental trucks, and they're having to jack up the prices. That's a bad sign there. Bay Area is very lovely, or at least it was there when Claire and I were there for Day After Tomorrow here. Apparently, and this is a cautionary tale here, Kentucky Fried Chicken had to temporarily close two-thirds of their restaurants. They ran out of chicken. Now, for a large corporation like that, I'm sure they've got a supply chain, and I'm sure they keep an eye on the availability of the raw product, the raw material. Something obviously happened, and they literally ran out of chicken, and they had to close two-thirds of their stores. It's another iconic store that's in trouble. There is some research out from a team of Danish and French researchers, and they have now pointed the finger of blame at ibuprofen as one of the culprits responsible for what appears to be increasing male infertility across the globe. And the study showed that daily intake of the drug creates a hormonal condition associated with impaired fertility, depression, and increased risk of cardiovascular events. Ooh, what a wonderful product. I have a friend who was on ibuprofen and almost lost her liver. But it makes money. And if it makes money, it's good. Seems to be the attitude here. Yeah, we're going to go poison you people off. There's way too much humans around here anyway. You've probably seen this on the corporate media. It is spectacular. Cinnabung Volcano has had a massive eruption. The cloud of ash has gone 2 miles up into the sky. Apparently, there's no wind, so it's just steaming up right above the volcano. So it is a huge eruption. All right, let's see. Now, get back over here. Back to the war news. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has strongly urged the U.S. to immediately shut down its operation, the so-called zone of control in southern Syria. And, of course, we were talking about it before. Lavrov says you should be getting out. Now there's more details. Apparently, al-Nusra terrorists are basically making a safe haven for themselves. The U.S.-controlled zone in southern Syria is a safe haven for terrorists of the Jabhat Fateh al-Sham Takfiri group, formerly known as al-Nusra Front. Of course, we've been hearing about U.S. covert support for all these terrorists to use as proxies against Assad. Over the weekend, there was a video that came on out showing a U.S. military helicopter dropping supplies to some of these terrorists. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So let's get a few more of these stories here. Apparently, CNN is going to have a gun control town hall in Broward County, Florida. It's already leaked out. They're having a rehearsal for it, meaning it's not really a town hall. It's not really a spontaneous display of the sentiment of the people. It's a theater piece. It's a theater piece to push that gun control agenda all over again. That's corporate media for you. That's what they do here. Now, Trey Gowdy has come out responding to all of this nonsense, saying, show me a law that will prevent the next mass killing. And there isn't one. There really isn't one. And again, all of these laws are not aimed at the mass killers or the criminals. They're aimed at you and I. And banning all guns because of a few drugged up, pharmaceutically impaired crazies have committed crimes with them is like saying we're going to ban all cars because this drunk driver ran over some people on the crosswalk. You're punishing the wrong people. And they definitely, they're definitely pushing it as hard as they can. Apparently, Maria Bartiromo was interviewing Jeff Sessions, and she came on out and said, are you going to appoint a second special counsel? We need a dozen right now. We need one for Uraniumgate. We need one for the Clinton Foundation and whether it was really qualified as a 501c3. We need a special counsel looking into the email server scandal and possible espionage. We need a special counsel looking into just why the DNC tried to frame Russia for the loss of their emails when all these technical experts have said this was walked out of the door on a memory stick. We need lots of special counsels. We need lots of tar, lots of feathers. No. We already talked about Soros wants full censorship of the internet here. And we already talked about the new subpoenas being issued for the Department of Justice and the FBI here. More about the Florida school shooter. And, this is a good one here. Apparently, the Democrat-controlled Pennsylvania Supreme Court has redrawn the district maps for 2018. And the gerrymandering was just in plain sight for everybody, and the Republicans got cheated. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has redrawn the districts to favor the Democrats. High interest rates will ultimately trigger the next recession, as the entire debt construct will be weighted down by the burdens of cost of carry. And again, this gets back to the decline in the West, the decline in our country, all gets back to those private central banks. It's just not going to work. It's not working. I mean, it's great for the bankers and terrible for people. Yet another student has come on out, the Parkland shooting, saying, I thought it was a joke because they told us we were going to have a fake drill, you know, have people being taken away and have them scream and whatever like a drill. Now, I've taken part in a disaster drill, and yeah, they need people to play the victims. But this idea that there actually was a shooting drill at that school scheduled for the exact same time as the real shooting, that too is a recurring pattern that we have seen that indicates that this is another one of these government-sponsored false flag attacks. Okay. I'm going through recently posted stuff here. Another one on global warming. Melting ice doesn't even make sense. Violates thermodynamics. Well, it's not like these guys are real scientists or anything here. Adam Schiff is caught up in yet another massive lie. But again, as that caller said, the frustrating thing about all this, we know the stuff happened. We know Hillary violated Title 18. We know that Brennan lied under oath. We know that Schiff has lied under oath. Nothing ever seems to happen to them. And it's almost like we've returned to the age of the nobility, where once you were ennobled, you were above the law. You could still be punished by direct order of the king. We don't have one of those, at least not yet. But that's not what the founding fathers intended, and it's certainly not healthy for our country to have people who are above the law, who can just do whatever they want. And let's see, there was another story here that I wanted to get back to. Apparently somebody has already discredited the story that was put out by the New York Daily News claiming that the Florida shooter was trained by the NRA. That one has now been completely discredited. Okay, we have a caller on the line. So, Tom in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Mike, real quick aside from my call about, you know, the Electoral College, I see that as being inherently bad. I don't know why our founding fathers ever did it, although I'm glad it was took out Hillary Clinton. But I have to bite my tongue for it. But it seems like to me they've thrown it back behind the scene and let a few, govern the many. And when you have a power that's given away to people like that, I mean, what's the sense of voting? I know it's supposed to be for areas that was unrepresented and all that, and try and even it out. But I don't think it does that. You know, you give it to these delegates, and they go to super delegates, which makes even fewer people governing our country, and I just think it's a bad thing. And, you know, gerrymandering, it cancels out the Electoral College anyway. They end up doing what they want to do anyhow. But anyway, the real reason I call is on the FBI. How many times do we have to put up with this organization, organized criminals, the way I see they are, missing the drop the ball on investigations, and that they even admit it. This is about the 10th time in the last couple of years that they've really fell off the wagon and not investigate, on your Olympia girls and stuff. I just don't understand how they get by with this. And if they're going to not investigate the Carollis, the ones where all this took place, and that Bella Caroli, yep. Then they're missing the point again, you know. They're just letting it go by. But they've done this so many things on big things they should be investigated, and I think it should be disbanded.
Well, a lot of people would agree with you about that, but I think the reason that we have all of these repeating incidents of there's a terrible event, a bombing, a shooting, and it comes on out that the FBI had known about these people. I think the FBI is finding and recruiting people that they think they can manipulate into doing this kind of stuff. And I remember there was a story about the World Trade Center bombing, not 9/11, but before that, the Trade Center bombing, where the FBI had an informant inside the people who were going to do the bombing. And the informant asked the FBI for permission to sabotage the bomb so it could not go off. And he was ordered by the FBI to leave it alone.
Yeah.
So what we have here is... Go ahead.
How about Timothy McVeigh? He had to ask for instructions how to get to where he's going to bomb it. And, you know, I'll tell you what, that guy got tried, I guess he got tried, and executed all within a year. I mean, that was really fast getting him executed. They wanted his mouth shut up. This FBI, I mean, you know, of course the CIA, we know, pick and choose their wars or whatever, and they're Israel run. But this FBI is dangerous. I just have no use for them anymore, and it's scary, actually, to have this much power, you know. If people thought
Well,
Hoover
what's scary
was bad,
is they've gone rogue. They're out of control. They're basically not on the side of the people. They're on the side of the narcocracy. And you're right. The American people need to understand just how disenfranchised we become. And that, of course, is the inevitable result of our election system being hopelessly compromised. And I have all these people calling into the show saying we should organize at the community level. We should vote these people out. All of these are good ideas, but they're based on the assumption that we have an honest election system, and we don't. That was made manifest in 2016, just how terrible our election system is, how dishonest it is. And if you have not seen it, there's a documentary out on HBO, Hacking Democracy. You got to watch that. And I'm very, very disappointed that Donald Trump has shut down his Election Integrity Commission. Now, he was saying basically all of the state election officials were simply stonewalling, which tells us all they got something to hide. They're all part of this machine that makes it look like we actually have fair and honest elections, but we don't. We don't.
And, you know, your electronic voting is another little way they take the vote away from the people, too. Who knows who's voting for who or what? We've really got a corrupt system, and this corrupt system has got us to being $23 trillion in debt. And for us to keep governing like that, I mean, to go on, would you think another country could go like that? I mean, Puerto Rico, they can't do anything down there because, well, Puerto Rico doesn't have any money, and we can't let them go in debt any further, but we could just spend. And I hope they investigate the Carollis because, boy, that's where a lot of this took place, those pigs, I guess I'd leave it with. And I want to thank you for the time there, Mike. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. It's the extreme irresponsibility of the federal government in the handling of our economy, in our foreign policy. It's a big party to them, and they're making some very bad decisions. It almost makes me wonder if they're all on antidepressants, and I imagine probably most of them are, or if there's something in the water. But I think the antidepressants are a real question. How many people in the federal government are taking SSRIs? Because they're not thinking very well. Some of the decisions that have come out of Washington, D.C., just, it's crazy stuff. We'll be right back.
The past. past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as the announcer person said, join me on the air. We need some phone calls. Meanwhile, I'm looking at the corporate media, and they're back to bashing North Korea. Virtually no coverage of North Korea at the Olympics. It's back to rogue nation, rogue leader. He's evil. He's bad. He's planning something. He's planning to evade the sanctions. And something I noticed in the corporate media, and I found this very angering. Anytime there was an article about the North Korean athletes or the North Korean cheerleaders or the orchestra that all came on down to South Korea, and South Korea picked up the bill, ignoring the U.S. sanctions here. There's always that qualifier at the end, you know, but they're suffering at home because these people look happy and healthy. They don't look like third world wrecks. They're presenting a very positive face to the world. And yes, these are obviously elite individuals, the cheerleaders, the athletes, and so forth. But they're not looking like they're under the kind of stress that you would associate from living in a real dictatorship. So the media is still out there. You know, the cheerleaders were wonderful, but boy, if they make a mistake, they're going to go to prison. Bad things will happen to them. They can't let it alone and just report on the news. They just have to keep that constant attack on North Korea. And it worries me that they're back to doing that propaganda. especially in light of the story we ran earlier today about how the U.S. does not actually have a bloody nose strategy. It was bluff and bluster and threatening. And I'm sure that North Korea understands that fully, because there's that unpleasant reality. The U.S. doesn't know where all the bombs are or all the long-range missiles are. I'm sure by now North Korea has dispersed them all over the country. They have these tunnels drilled into the mountains. Normally they store artillery there. But you could move the artillery off to one side and put in a missile launcher or a nuclear weapon. So they just can't. It would be idiotic to take that risk. But apparently that's what people in Washington, D.C. are thinking. Let's be idiotic. We're going to have fun. Somebody just posted an article on the members page here. I think this put things in perspective. On the same day that 17 children were murdered in the Florida school, almost 300 Americans were killed by FDA-approved prescription medications. If you actually look at the numbers, you will realize that you are far more likely to die from medical mistake than get caught in a mass shooting incident. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. We've got Jeff in Georgia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, good to talk to you. I was listening in today. Just had a question for you. Is there any way that a person like you, I think you and I are in this for the same objective. And I've called in before, and you probably recognize my voice. But
yes,
somebody needs to put together a think tank, okay, because there has to be political action. You know, if you recall years ago, there used to be a guy in Congress named Trafficant.
Yes.
And I don't know if he was guilty from kickbacks or not, but I used to love to hear him because he was a lot like me. He was actually from, you know, same stomping grounds I was. But we don't have that no more because the money has corrupted the political system. But we need a think tank. We need somebody who can get out in the public eye. We need a third party. Neither party is going to solve our problem. We need massive reform. But we need a think tank. I mean, even RBN, and God bless RBN, and I want you to be successful. Sometimes I wonder if they're not possibly co-opted at times. You know, last night you had a guy on there, and I mean, it wasn't on your station, but he brought a guy on that had written a book on Kennedy, but the guy claimed that Las Vegas shooting never happened. I mean, this is nuts. The Las Vegas shooting did happen. Whether there's one guy or two guys, I don't know, but it happened. And sometimes I wonder, a person that can get involved in your station like that, if he's not part of the deep state, if he's not trying to co-opt your station. But you need a think tank, and people need to develop ideas, because it's not just overthrowing the banks. It's not just overthrowing the Jewish cartel. I mean, the WASP have to give up some power, and we have to align ourselves with some of the wants of the Farrakhans. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of Farrakhan says, but Farrakhan has a voice. La Raza has a voice, and I don't agree with a lot of what they say, but they would all agree that the banking, that the system's corrupt, and this is a start. But we need a think tank. Somebody like you, I think, would be a good spokesman for that think tank. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, Jeff, we're going to do a commercial break. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you, and then I'll give you my feedback on this, okay? So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I go back to Jeff here, Fox News is now pushing the Russian hacking story. And when Trump shut down his Election Integrity Commission, which was looking at domestic election fraud, he handed it to the Department of Homeland Security. And apparently the Homeland Security is viewing this issue of election security solely in terms of a foreign power, meaning Russia. They're back to pushing Russia hacking. No evidence that it actually happened. Now, counting machines, tabulators, all of that stuff are not connected to the internet for the very obvious reason that they would be open to hacking, and not just by Russia, but by anybody. But they're still pushing that narrative, even though Mueller's investigation has found zero evidence on that. All right, getting on back to Jeff in Georgia, what you're describing sounds like a good idea, but there are some realities. And the most important, of course, is the government has disconnected itself from we the people through the fake elections and corporate media and the rest of it. So, and the system is rigged against a third party. The two traditional parties enjoy special advantages that keep them in power. And third parties, it takes a huge amount of effort and will to push one through. And in one way, I almost wish Trump hadn't won the GOP nomination, because he was going to go third party, and I would have supported him then. And with the Trump support that we saw during the election, we might have been able to push through a third party. But the system is rigged against it. Right now, I think that my best advice remains. We see a system that is in decline, that is heading for collapse, just like the former Soviet Union. And I think the best thing the American people can do is just look for ways to survive the coming crash and be ready to start a whole new government with all new people, and go back to that original Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The amendments up to the 13th, I think, is a good place to stop, and just hit the reset button on this, because the federal government is totally corrupt, and they're all there to protect the government against their most feared enemy, which is not Russia, but the American people.
Well,
Jeff, are you there?
I believe, hey, you know, we are a republic, and there are grassroots efforts. You have a voice, and I love RBN, that it gives me a voice, and it's got people like you out there. But Trump, you know, he had a meteoric rise, and a third party would have that, because, you know, we're at that state right now that change could happen rapidly. I mean, we could have a nuclear war, and that'd be the end of our civilization rapidly. But we have massive debt, and the country is really primed to just pull different pieces of it together. I mean, you know, Michael, this is largely, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, RBN is largely a white audience. Is that correct?
We actually don't know what our audience is. We've had all kinds of people call into the show that would basically mitigate against that. But because RBN is not on Arbitron, we don't get that kind of information in terms of our audience.
Okay. Well, I hope it isn't. I hope it's very diverse, because a lot of people of multiracial, for example, have the same opinion about the banking system. I think if you offered work instead of welfare, that they would take it. They all want to reduce the trade debt, you know, and they want to end corruption in the government. But so you could really have a coalition of more than just one group, and reform would be possible. Trump's not going to take us to the promised land. I like him, but he's not going to do anything about the Federal Reserve.
He
disappointed me greatly with his warmongering. He's disappointed me greatly with his warmongering.
One of the problems that we have with your idea about trying to form a new party is I think everybody's kind of burned out from 2016, because we all worked really, really hard to put Trump over the top, mostly to keep Hillary out of the Oval Office. And again, Trump has betrayed his voter base, and I think people are just getting too cynical to really get out there with the placards and signs. And that's why we keep finding most of these protests and demonstrations involve paid actors here. Anyway, Jeff, I need to let you go. The phone lines are loading up, and I would like to take some of the phone calls here. So let's switch over to Stephen in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Stephen,
hello,
are
Michael,
you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
I can hear you. All right, excellent. Cool. First of all, before I go into my topic, I would like to say I really appreciate the work that you and Claire do for What Really Happened. And I've been a longtime fan of the website and the radio show for quite a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And just would like to share that with you.
Well,
okay,
thank you.
But my topic is, you know, this article that I read. I'm not going to give out the URL, but it's called Angry Millennial Engineer. And it's talking about the AR-15, and it's entitled, I Like Guns. Something's been floating around on my feed, and I read it, and, you know, I get the gist of what this guy who wrote this blog article is about. He says that it's time to ban AR-15s, and you know, that's going to at least reduce this gun violence in the schools and, of course, You know, with the Florida shooting that just happened, I mean, this is getting outrageous. I mean, these school shootings are happening.
Well, it's getting outrageous, but here's the thing. Okay, the government hates the AR-15 in the hands of the American people because it gives us the means to say no to some of what the government is doing. You don't actually see AR-15s in real street crime. Nobody holds up a 7-Eleven with an AR-15. It's always the star of these staged managed presentations because that's the gun they want to take away from the American people. And if the AR-15s were banned tomorrow, then the government would start using shotguns in their staged mass shootings in order to disarm us of shotguns. Then it would be down to smaller and smaller guns until they achieve a total disarmament of the American people, which is clearly what they're after.
Right. And you know, with this article, it even goes on to say, like, you know, doing this would, you know, solve the problem. But I mean, if somebody is going to commit the crime, they're going to do it anyways. You know, this guy was saying, you know, we don't have to have this to defend ourselves from the government because naturally an AR-15 wouldn't do that. But I mean, what I want to also tie into you too is, you know, to this is, you know, it's these psychiatric medications that's really poisoning people. And it seems like the whole pharmaceutical industrial complex, it's like nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to attack the real problem of it all. And I think we better get to it, you know, attacking the problem before this thing goes even worse.
Well, again, I still think that this Florida shooting was a U.S. government staged managed massacre to push the anti-gun agenda. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned earlier in the program, there does seem to be a lot of focus on this issue of psychiatric medication following this most recent shooting. So the word is definitely getting out there. And a lot of people are talking about SSRIstories.org or .com. I think they changed their domain recently. And so people are aware that there's an issue. And it's not just the mass shooters and the suicides. We did our own little study where we found a direct correlation. As more and more of these medications were being sold, domestic violence went up. And Claire and I were just commenting the other day about all the road rage we see around us and how different it is from when we first moved here to Hawaii, which was about 20 years ago now. And I have to wonder how many of these crazed drivers are on these medications because it impairs your judgment. It gives you poor impulse control, and people are just saying, I want to go for it, and they hit that accelerator, and they get into an accident. So these are very dangerous drugs. And think about our leaders, our political leaders, are probably most of them, many if not most of them, are on these same medications, accounts for some of the poor quality thinking we're seeing coming out of Washington, D.C.
Absolutely, Michael. I agree with that. That's all I really wanted to talk to you about. Thank you for taking my call, and would like to eventually call you again. But once again, keep up the good work. I appreciate it.
Just as long as we can here. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What is on your mind?
Hey, Michael, your second last caller said that Trump's not going to take us to the promised land. Well, ironically, maybe he will, because that's a Jewish-related joke there. Okay. The last caller made me think about how we have a lot of machete attacks in Europe, where they've already taken the guns. And I assumed that this was just about the Muslim immigration invasion, that they just are into that. But it might not just be that. It might also be some government false flags trying to justify taking the knives away, which there already is a bit of progress on that. But the reason I called, just a random list, one thing, Sweden, they just made it illegal to boil a lobster alive. And I got to say that I support that, because the reason that humans or animals feel pain is so that you know if you've been injured, and you know that you have to nurture an injured part of your body or to run away from danger. So definitely animals can feel pain. So can dolphins and whales and lobsters, and boiling.
Of course they can. Of course they can.
Yeah, boiling something alive that can feel pain. And also you got to think of the abuses. Like when people buy these lobsters, sometimes they're giving them to their dogs to play with. Sometimes they're in these plastic bags. It's just this horrible torture, and then this boiling alive death. So even a clock, a broken clock, is right two times a day. So the liberal Swedish government, in my opinion, got one thing right. But I'm biased because I'm a vegetarian for compassionate reasons. And
yes.
I just wanted to make a comment. I was talking about robots last time, and I said it's extinction-level event. And I wanted to clarify, I wasn't saying that a bipedal robot is going to murder everybody. I meant that the entire robotics rise. So you got nano swarms, military nano swarms. You've got like nuclear weapons that could go off with robotics gone wrong. You do have hunter-killer robot armies that could cause some trouble. So I meant the entire spectrum of the rise of the robots could one day be something that humanity regrets. And I just have a random list here. A long time ago, you told me that I've been drying my hair in the microwave for too long and hung up on me. And that was such a funny insult. I never got mad about it. I appreciated that. But, you know, I learned something because what I was saying was a mistake. I thought it was true. I was saying that the queen has the servant that helps her go to the washroom called the groom of the stool. But that's true a couple hundred years ago. I actually thought it was true today. So it shows that you got to be not listen to everything you hear on the internet, right?
But yes.
I actually believe that. And regarding what was that guy's name that got killed in the Bundy Ranch? He got shot by the police.
I'm having an old guy moment here.
That guy. Okay.
Oh, Lavoie Finneken.
Yes, you got it. Okay, he jumped out of his vehicle when he hit the snowbank, and they're kind of using this as an excuse to shoot him. And I just wanted to say that I one time hit a bank, and I jumped out of my vehicle, and I wasn't a criminal. It was just the shock of having been in an accident. I had this reflex to jump out of the car like an idiot right away. So that's what I think. That's what he was doing. And then the fact that he was putting his hands down, not in the air, and onto his waist, they're saying, oh, he was going for a gun. But that's because they were shooting him for F's sakes. They were shooting him multiple times in the abdomen, and his hand was going down. Like, what was that? So have you heard any progress on the court case about suing him for his wrongful death?
I know it's gone to court, and the family is, asking for reasonable damages. But again, this gets back to that prescription psychiatric medication, SSRIs, antidepressants, because there was a study done down in Florida showing that police have a higher per capita usage of these drugs than the general population. And right now in the general population, it's about 25% of the people, one out of every four, are on these dangerous medications. The cops are taking more of them. And I think this is a contributing factor to situations like we reported on early in the show, where this church security guard stopped a mass murder event only to be shot himself by the police when they showed up.
Yeah, it's almost like a true joke that if you call the police, they just show up and shoot you in the face. Like, so one more comment, and then a new joke. If that's okay?
Okay.
Okay. So this is actually my first really good question for you. Okay, why do we borrow money from other countries and post collateral by selling off our unborn children, the inheritance of the country, if we have this ability to create this private Federal Reserve funding money being printed up and just a bunch of zeros put in the computer?
That's a very, very good question. And I think what it has to do with is back when this whole Bretton Woods thing was set up, there was an attempt to manage the economy globally. And part of the issue is that if the Federal Reserve just cranks up a lot of new money, it devalues the money that's already out there and makes other countries not trust the U.S. dollar anymore. So I think borrowing money from other countries and pledging our public lands as collateral, which is what the EPA was created for, is a way of just trying to keep some kind of control or keep them dependent. You know, be nice to us or we won't repay the money that we borrowed from you.
It could be like a intentional foreign entanglement for the purpose of just having your nose in everybody's business and having some excuses to be having meetings and keeping records and I don't know, maybe excuses to be, like, tapping all the phone calls when you're talking to everybody and planting. I don't know. But one theory I have is that it's just a very cynical one, which, by the way, I love your expression about, I'm using it now, that like, no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. And that's just so true. It might just be an excuse for Hillary Clinton to line her pockets. Or anybody else.
Well, it's an excuse for the entire banking cartel to line their pockets. That's what the Federal Reserve does. It takes the real wealth of the American people and puts it in the bankers' pockets. That's what it was set up to do. Anyway, listen, Mike, we got to take a break here. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And when we come on back, we're going to take one more phone call and wrap up our show for this Monday. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today. We have two people waiting on the phone, and we're going to start with Mike in Colorado. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think you do a fantastic job of raising awareness, and this is more a comment for your audience as opposed to you. When we think we're a republic, but we haven't been since at least 1946, probably 1873, I think we really need to study the Administrative Procedures Act, because we'll never solve the problem if we don't actually know what it is.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
And
anything
honestly,
else?
That's all I've got. Thanks for the show.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to let you go, and we're going to take a call from Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind today, Mike, is the reason why there's not 1,000 people outside Broward County Jail trying to hang that kid is because nobody died. You know, what we don't have here is human nature. We have a very wealthy community. We have a very wealthy community, and if the government staged these shootings and there are dead people, that's too dangerous for them to take that chance. They don't know who they're killing. I'm telling you, people, these things are fake, and without AR-15s and AK-47s in the hand of the people, your money's not safe in the bank. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, you got it there. And again, we have seen so many of these now. Sandy Hook, Oklahoma City bombing. It's false flag terror attacks to push us toward an agenda. And right now, it is very obvious that our federal government is just absolutely terrified of an enraged American population. And that's where they're trying to push this gun grabber agenda as hard as they can. And apparently, the Democrats have actually got some rhinos, Republicans in name only, to basically jump on board saying they've got to be more gun laws. But gun laws are only going to disarm the law-abiding. Like I said, taking away all of our guns because somebody shot up a movie theater or a school makes about as much sense as taking away all of our cars because some drunk driver ran over some people on the sidewalk. Punish the guilty. Leave the innocent alone. But the government has been pushing this agenda for a very, very long time now. And we need to resist. We need to basically dig our heels in and say, the Second Amendment says that my right to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. And the government is so desperate on this issue. In the Common Core curriculum, they actually rewrote the Second Amendment to make it look like it was a collective right only, that you had to be in a militia, a state-controlled militia, in order to own a gun. That's how badly scared the government is. They're lying to the kids and trying to raise them up to think the Bill of Rights says something completely different from what it really does. And our schools have been turned away from education and turned into indoctrination. And Americans have become the most lied to people on the face of the earth, far worse than it ever was under Nazi Germany, far worse than it ever was under Stalin's Russia. And, okay, there's the music. It's time for me to basically get out of here, do something useful with the rest of the day. And so please stay tuned for John Steadmiller's program. I'm sure he's got all kinds of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know, especially the fact that there is no proof of Russia collusion or Russia hacking. It's just more of the same kind of Saddam's nuclear weapons lies leading us to a war. And we have to resist against that, too. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.